Comprehensive Sexuality Education in Bangladesh and India. By Isra Abdul Kader. Program Manager, Monitoring and Evidence Generation for Change, Aero. Email, Ezra@aero.org.my. Twitter at Ezra_tweets. Introduction. Young people, one, are not just our future, they are also our present, and if they are not equipped to live their lives fully in a manner that enables them to exercise all their rights, their potential will be lost. Integral to achieving this is ensuring their sexual and reproductive health and rights, SRHR, point 2. Examining the situation of young people in the Asia-Pacific region, who represent 60% of the global population of 1.8 billion young people between the ages of 10-24, reveals the need for comprehensive sexuality education. While most adolescents remain unmarried, many females between ages 20 to 24 years are married. Those who marry early tend to be from rural areas, have less education, and are poorer. 25% of first births before 20 years in Asia were conceived before marriage. All these are taking place in the context of low sexual and reproductive health knowledge 3.4 and limited access to services, including modern contraception, for young people. Moreover, restrictions on abortion limit access to safe services, leading to morbidity and mortality. Point 3. Stigma related to sex means young people are not seeking accurate information and relying heavily on misinformed peers. The consequences of unintended pregnancy, especially for unmarried young women, can include stigma, social isolation, school expulsion, forced marriage, violence, and suicide. For young men, social conditioning and prevailing gender and masculinity norms result in safe and responsible behavior not being practiced. Point 3. When young girls are married, delaying pregnancies may not be an option due to pressure from the extended family and spouse to prove fertility. Point 3. Globally, aside from unsafe abortion risks, death from pregnancy caused by hemorrhage, sepsis, preeclampsia/eclampsia, obstructed and premature labor, and delivery complications is the leading cause of mortality for girls less than 15 and 15 to 19 years. Point 5. The psychological effects and unpreparedness of being pregnant and having to care for children are further consequences. Point 5. Few young women receive skilled care during pregnancy and childbirth. Examining the situation of young people in the Asia-Pacific region, who represent 60% of the global population of 1.8 billion young people between the ages of 10-24, reveals the need for comprehensive sexuality education. Religion and sexuality. Religion 6. Through interpretations and beliefs, influences young people's sexuality, and their access to education, information, and services. Indeed, the role that religion plays in people's lives cannot be taken lightly. Often, religion is seen as a way of life, and thus a source of information on all aspects of life. Not only 15does it shape views, it dictates choices and practices and how people interact with others, thereby directly affecting well-being. However, in practice, the use of religion is used politically. Religious texts and beliefs are manipulated by those in power to gain control, and implemented through coercion, laws, intolerance, and violence. Religion is used to legitimize the divine, whereby what is considered religious is rendered unchangeable, having a single, often limiting, interpretation. Non-fluid definitions of culture, religion, nationalism, ethnicity, or sect result in exclusionary, patriarchal, and intolerant communities, and in justifying oppressive and discriminatory practices that deny services and rights, often to the most vulnerable and marginalized. Point 7.8. Through interpretations of religious texts, women's positions within the family and community are defined through the need for her constant protection from perceived physical harm, to uphold and protect her virginity to preserve her own and family honor, and to prove her fertility to increase the religious following or continue the male line. A girl is seen to be under family control throughout her life cycle, where her ownership is transferred from the father to husband and sometimes an adult son. She is neither an equal nor able to make decisions regarding her body and sexuality. Point 9.10. Spousal consent is required to access SRH services, which is derived from religious justifications related to decision-making and ownership of women's bodies. Point 11. In relation to young people's SRHR, narrow interpretations of religion are used to prevent rights-based engagements and to enforce controls and conditioning on reproduction, sex, and sexuality. Much is invested in protecting a set belief system considered to be a divine infallible interpretation, preventing the space to develop counter-narratives, using such beliefs to increase the religious following and maintaining a certain accepted social order. As the findings from national studies undertaken by Arrow and national partners in Bangladesh and India 12 will show, religion is couched with non-inquiry, lack of critique, secrecy, taboo, and sinfulness, unless engaged within commonly accepted parameters. Those who are seen to falter or disobey have to be shunned and punished. Comprehensive sexuality education ensures the provision of age-appropriate, culturally relevant, and medically/scientifically accurate information to young people using human rights and gender-sensitive approaches that are implemented in schools and out of school. It equips them with the knowledge, skills, attitudes, and values that enable the development of a positive view of their sexuality, in the context of their emotional and social development. 16 CSE helps counter the negative impact that cultural values and religious beliefs have on understanding and manage relationships with parents, teachers, and communities. 17, 18, 19, 20. Religion as a barrier to comprehensive sexuality education, CSE. 13 findings from the National Research in India, focusing on selected areas in Tamil Nadu state, 14 and in Bangladesh 15 illustrate how the influence of religion limits CSE for young people. Despite India being a secular democracy and equality being enshrined in its constitution, the influence of Hindu fundamentalist groups has been on the rise, including joining mainstream politics at the state and center/federal levels. 21 Hindu fundamentalism evolved around Hindutva or Hinduness, actively promoted by right-wing groups as a symbol of national identity and unity, claiming moral superiority of the Hindus over others. 22 It opposes certain aspects of modernity and 16 promotes nationalist feelings to protect the Indian culture. 21 Addressing the needs of the growing youth population in India is not helped by these forces. Talking to young people on matters relating to sexuality and reproduction emerged in India from concerns related to population control and the spread of HIV. 23 Despite having a number of youth-focused policies. 24 India has not managed to adequately address young people's SRH needs, and there are wide implementation gaps. 25 Studies have shown that Indian youth are inadequately informed to make responsible SRH decisions, as their knowledge on sex, pregnancy, contraception, and STIs is limited. 26 Matters related to sex and sexuality are taboo, especially for young people, and sexuality education is voluntary. 27 The Adolescence Education Program, AEP, was introduced to adolescents in all Central Board of School Education in 2006 in an attempt to improve youth capacities, but the program received heavy opposition from some state governments on the grounds that it corrupts young minds and encourages sexual experimentation. 28 Hindu conservative and fundamentalist groups also opposed the content, resulting in state bans during this time. 29 In Bangladesh, the limited gains in primary and secondary education enrollment rates are further challenged by the nature of CSE available. Poor quality of education, lack of equal access to education, and high dropout rates continue to make school access limited for many, especially girls, despite primary education being free and compulsory. 30 The education system is broadly divided into primary, grades 1 to 5, 31 secondary, grades 6 to 10, 32, and tertiary education. While most children at the primary level study are in government and registered non-government schools, NGO-run schools, and religious schools, madrasas, some of which are unregistered, operate. Madrasas are almost entirely in the non-state sector, operating at primary and secondary levels. 33 and outside of the formal sector. 34 Despite ensuring minority rights, The Constitution of Bangladesh declares Islam as the state religion. 35-36 The rise in religious extremism and related ideologies has its roots in the influence of Saudi Arabia's Wahhabism ideologies and greater calls for nationalism from radical groups for the protection of Islam by following strict interpretations. This played out in the systemic abuse of minority rights, limiting rights of secular Muslims and women, and killings of atheists and sexual rights activists in recent times. 37 The policy mechanisms on SRHR are weak. 38 Young people suffer from negative sexual and reproductive health outcomes. 39 And attempts to strengthen CSE in the secondary school curricula has been limited, with the focus in content largely being on biology and control of behavior. 40 Young people are unable to access SRH associated care and information and have to get parental consent to access services, adding further barriers. 41. Who decides for young people? While empowering young people to make decisions is integral to CSE, this is not always the case in practice. When considering components of CSE in schools, decision makers and community stakeholders have varying ideas on the contents and programming that are informed by religious and cultural beliefs and singular teachings, rather than conceived from evidence. This manifests through notions of socially acceptable behavior, the need for cultural and religious preservation, behavioral control, and prevailing narrow mindsets of educators which are influenced by narrow religious beliefs and their attempts to protect practices. Moral outrage against sex before marriage, especially for young women, persists among parents in parts of Tamil Nadu. Together with a high value being attached to marriage to an ideal and acceptable partner, this is indicative of the lack of rights-based 17 frameworks. 42 Young women are expected to be sexually inexperienced, and premarital sexual activity is stigmatized, thus inhibiting access to information and services. 43 In Bangladesh, the inclusion of CSE in the secondary school curriculum, as well as its content, are controlled by policymakers based on notions of religious and cultural acceptability. Parental agitation led to the removal of topics on gender discrimination and the biological aspects of puberty and reproduction from the secondary textbook, while retaining information on appropriate behavior, virginity, and cleanliness. 15. Moral outrage against sex before marriage, especially for young women, persists among parents in parts of Tamil Nadu. Together with a high value being attached to marriage to an ideal and acceptable partner, this is indicative of the lack of rights-based frameworks. Moreover, teachers in Bangladesh do not have specialized training to teach CSE. Their perceptions, which are also influenced by their religious beliefs, impact teaching technique and topic selectivity. Teachers also struggle with the embedded understanding and traditions instilled in students by others, such as family. They do not create an atmosphere where students can speak openly. They gloss over topics, informing students that they would learn these in detail at a higher grade. There is also a notion that young people need to be protected from this information, which could be an approach of dealing with the embarrassment that teachers face due to their own inhibitions. Female teachers find it more challenging than male teachers. 15. In the case of Tamil Nadu, parents showed a general acceptance of friendships between boys and girls, and consider sexual attraction between opposite sex as natural. However, same-sex relationships were not even considered. Further, the actions of young people were seen as needing policing, as dictated by religious interpretations to maintain the status quo. In Bangladesh, there is a lack of parent-youth communication on sexuality. It is also seen as the responsibility of the mother rather than both parents. 14. What comprises CSE? In the Indian study, while parents' awareness of CSE is low, many seem to be in favor of education that includes gender, gender-based violence, and STEs. However, they seem not to be in favor of topics like sexuality and sexual relations, which are not considered important when unmarried. Parents expressed reservations to contraceptive and abortion services for youth. 14. When opinions were favorable, they feel this education is more beneficial to girls, highlighting the influence of gender norms, gender-specific roles, and responsibilities. Abstinence-only education is preferred as it attempts to discourage experimentation and premarital sex, implying that a sex-positive approach which acknowledges sexuality without reinforcing notions of fear, shame, or taboo may not be welcome. 14. In Bangladesh, SRH education is dominated by discourses that are linked to health or morality, emphasizing biology and the stigma attached to sexual activity, such as teen pregnancies, infection, abuse, or violence. Textbooks distributed by the Bangladesh Madrasa Education Board replaced visuals of the young male and females with girls in hijab 43 and boys wearing prayer caps 44, denoting ideal depictions of youth. School textbooks for secondary and madrasa streams, 2014 and 2015, include physical and psychological changes during adolescence, sexual harassment, puberty, and drug abuse. The text advises girls to inform mothers of first menstruation, take care of personal hygiene, wear clean clothes, and use soft germ-free 1-8-CLOTH or sanitary napkins. Boys are advised to consult fathers or male guardians for the first ejaculation for hygiene information. Thus, reference is to the prohibition of sex, considered haram or forbidden in Islam, and to notions of cleanliness and purity, all of which have religious connotations, e.g., the inability to engage in prayer, fasting, or other religious acts. Information on sexual harassment focuses on religious interpretations of the need to protect girls, ensure their passivity, and limiting attraction to the opposite sex. Discussions on sex focus on women's behavior, emphasizing abstinence, preserving morality, and carrying out religious obligations. Information on HIV and AIDS is dated, discriminatory, and incomplete, with the reference to same-sex activity as the cause of transmission. Here too, the religious influence prevails in how information is presented and the lack of rights-based approaches of the same. The textbooks present mistrust, inability to exercise control, and instill fear to deter unacceptable behavior. 15. Who are missed out? In both Bangladesh and India, the impact of the lack of CSE on those affected by the child and early marriage is raised here given the high prevalence in both countries and the tendency to stop schooling. 45. The inclusion of CSE in earlier grades can help meet the needs of these children to some extent in the interim to eradicate the practice. Even when sexuality education exists, it does not reach young people who are out of schools in Bangladesh and India as the focus is provision within schools. 46. Ensuring CSE for young people. CSE is not only about sex nor is it about encouraging sexual activity, but rather recognizing that regardless of socio-cultural and religious restrictions on behavior, young people are making choices and being sexually active. Young people have to be equipped to make choices and decisions that affect their bodies and lives devoid of fear, stigma, discrimination, and coercion. 3. The stigma associated with sex and sexuality should be addressed by drawing on rights frameworks, youth experiences, and principles of inclusivity. Barriers hindering access to rights-based sexual and reproductive health information and services need to be addressed. This includes addressing religion's influence on policy and decision-making. Creating non-judgmental and non-discriminatory safe spaces within religious environments for young people to enable discussion, questioning, and learning without judgment and coercion is crucial. The need to ensure spaces for multiple interpretations of religious texts has to be ensured, which encourage analysis and discourse, ensure human rights, and meet the real needs of young people. Good education curricula that are concerned with the broad range of content, that is evidence-based and learning-oriented, are essential. All stakeholders have to be equipped to transfer information and enable access to services. This includes building skills and changing attitudes of educators, as well as educating parents, caregivers, and other stakeholders in communities, including religious leaders, to change perception and encourage rights-based intergenerational interaction. Mutual respect, trust, and instilling the ability to make informed decisions are also critical components. Finally, young people are not a homogeneous group and specific needs of marginalized young people need special attention that is also devoid of religious interpretation, fear, and shame.